to bring greetings from the University of North Carolina's Board of Governors as we celebrate the graduation of the class of 2010. Today's ceremony is especially meaningful to me because today I'm wearing two hats. I'm here as chair of the Board of Governors, but I'm also here as a proud parent. Our son, Dawson, is somewhere out there in this incredible sea of Carolina blue, probably feeling both excited.
This is worrisome.
Excited, anxious, and a little bit terrified, like every graduate here today and like graduates here have felt for 212 years. As you navigate through these emotions today, I hope you'll take with you one reassuring thought. You're departing with a world-class education and a degree from the best public university in this country. Our hope for everyone graduating today is that while you were here at Carolina, learning and living, that you found your passion, that subject or idea or path that made your heart beat a little faster. And if you found that passion, it was probably because you had an extraordinary teacher who opened your mind to a new world, a teacher who turned on a light and changed everything. It's my privilege today to present this year's Board of Governors Award for Excellence in Teaching to one of your most outstanding faculty members, established by our board in 1994 to underscore the importance of teaching and to reward great teachers across the university. The awards are given annually to a tenured faculty member from each UNC campus. Recipients are nominated by special committees on their home campuses and then selected by the Board of Governors. Each winner receives a bronze medallion and a cash award. Would Chancellor Thorpe and Professor Rachel Willis please come forward? Professor Rachel Willis believes the whole world is her classroom, and her students often say, "Where there's a Willis, there's a way." Dr. Willis is the Bowman and Gordon Gray Distinguished Associate Professor of American Studies and Adjunct Professor of Economics. Dr. Willis' research and public service focus on access to work in the American economy. She challenges students inside and outside the classroom to think about the bigger picture, to look beyond the textbooks, to look beyond the classroom, to look at the real world. If you happen to be passing by the Durham train station one morning about 6 o'clock last October, you might have bumped into Dr. Willis and her class, catching the train to Charlotte to learn about the new light rail system. When the subject was the textile industry, Dr. Willis and her class hopped on a bus, traveled across the state, and visited three hosiery factories to learn on-site about that industry. Her students refer to the hosiery class as SOCS 101. All of these activities are field research projects designed to add practical experience to her American Studies course. Her students say, "What Professor Willis teaches is life." Since arriving at UNC in 1982, Dr. Willis has educated, inspired, and transformed the lives of hundreds of students. She earned her undergraduate degrees in political science and economics from the University of California at Riverside, a master's degree in economics from the University of Notre Dame, and a doctorate in economics from Northwestern University. Professor Willis, today we celebrate your outstanding professional achievement and honor your commitment to great teaching. In honoring you, we also acknowledge the more than 14,000 dedicated faculty members who teach over 220,000 students throughout the University of North Carolina. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Rachel. Wonderful to have you up here with us. Thank you, Ms. Gage. I'm now pleased to introduce my boss, the president of the University of North Carolina System, Erskine Bowles.
You know, I can't help but think how great it is. Think about it, Tar Heels. Those guys 8 miles away have to look up and see this sky. Isn't it great? I'm going to tell you something. This is my last ceremony as president of this university. And it's been the greatest personal privilege of my adult life. But I'll tell you something really personal. You can't love a place any more than I love it right here at Chapel Hill. It is my alma mater, and you are so blessed because in a few minutes, it will be yours. To this fabulous class of 2010, let me say I know firsthand how proud your friends and your parents and your family are of you today. They're proud of you because they know just how hard each of you have worked to earn, and I want to stress that word, earn, your degree from Chapel Hill. A diploma from this great university is something that each of you can be proud of for the rest of your lives. And let there be no question in your mind, the total experience you have had here at Chapel Hill has prepared each and every one of you with the knowledge and the 21st century skills that you will need to compete and compete successfully with the world's best and brightest wherever they may be. As you leave our alma mater, continue to hold this great university close to your heart. In the years ahead, I hope you will be both her staunchest advocate and a loving critic. I wish each of you my heartfelt congratulations on this your big day, and I am so thankful I had a chance to share it with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President Bowles. I'm now pleased to introduce the chair of the Board of Trustees of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Mr. Bob Winston.
Good morning. It is my honor to bring greetings on behalf of the University of North Carolina Board of Trustees and to all the degree recipients and their families. I offer you the sincerest congratulations. As a Carolina alumnus myself, I am part of a Winston family tradition that stretches back to the university's founding. Like you, my ancestors graduated and left Chapel Hill prepared to take on the challenges of their day. Some of them, like some of you, I hope, found that their path brought them back to this university, and their work here made it better for future generations. You have earned an outstanding education here at Carolina, learning from some of the most talented scholars and researchers in the world. You have a sound understanding of your academic discipline and a greater appreciation for the interconnected world that we live in. As a Carolina student, you face small and large challenges. From getting up 3 times a week for that 8 a.m. class to navigating a new language and culture through study abroad, and all the way to the last final exam before today. You learned how to meet those challenges and to find the path to your own success. Many friends, family members, and mentors helped you, and in turn, you helped others through your engagement in public service. The people of North Carolina have invested in your education through the support of the university, and that investment continues to pay off, and not just for North Carolinians, but for people all over the world. Whether you are heading for the job market or a few more years of education, the challenges that you faced here will help you thrive and succeed. You are leaving behind the irritation of getting up for an 8 a.m. class, but you are taking with you the knowledge and skills, lifelong friendships, and mentors who will always provide you advice and counsel. You also still have the support of the people of North Carolina, so it's time to go out there smarter, stronger, and make a difference. Make us proud that you are now and forevermore a Carolina Tar Heel. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I wish each and every one of you best of luck and Godspeed on your return to this special place on the Hill. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bob. And now it's my pleasure to introduce Randy Jones, past chair of the General Alumni Association, who brings greetings on behalf of the 273,951 living alumni. Randy.
Thank you, Chancellor. Good morning. All right, everybody's awake. Congratulations, class of 2010. Yes. After years of hard work, countless anxious moments, and bottomless cups of coffee, you have earned your degree from Carolina. You and your family and your friends can be justifiably proud. Though you leave Carolina today with your degree, your involvement with Carolina does not end. Now you join the largest and the only permanent part of our Carolina family. You are now among the over 270,000 Carolina alumni. The General Alumni Association is the official organization of all former Carolina students. The GAA will keep you informed about and connected with your university, your classmates, through your local Carolina club events and other alumni activities, and through our award-winning bi-monthly issue of the Carolina Alumni Review. As our newest alumni, you will be particularly interested in our alumni career services programs and opportunities to network. You were a Carolina student for a few short years, but you'll be a Carolina alumnus forever. Don't drop out now. Let the GAA help you, as it has helped me living in California, to take Carolina with you wherever you call home. And one final request, wherever you may move and whenever you move, change jobs, get married, or have children, please be sure to share this news with our Alumni Association. Again, congratulations to you all, and hark the sound.